So we spent a good amount of time on Samach Vav Amud Beis, a little bit on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, talking about the concept of Recha Milsa, or Recha Lav Milsa. And this context was a discussion about smelling the wine. When you smell the wine of the Bas Tiha, do we say Recha Milsa or Recha Lav Milsa? Or in other cases, when things get mixed in, how do we deal with it? And we said that Rava says Recha Lav Milsa, and Abaye says Recha Milsa. And I mentioned that we paskin Recha Lav Milsa. Now Tosos points at something really fundamental for us to understand. Our case is a case of, again, using this case of Bas Tiha, where you have Yayin Nesach, that you stick a tube into the barrel and use it to smell. Is that smell considered significant or not? Is that milsa or lav milsa? And our bias said there that recha lav milsa. But let's ask a different question where recha milsa comes into play. What if you have, as the Gemara in Pesachim says, you have basar shamein and basar nevela. So you have kosher meat and nevela meat that are cooking right next to each other in an oven. Do we say that the recha that imparts from the nevela goes into the kosher meat and renders it usher to eat? Or do we say recha lav milsahi? So there there's actually a machlokas. The Gemara in Pesachim gives a machlokas Rav and Levi. Is that permissible? Rav says that's usher to do. You cannot cook them together because they're not touching, by the way. They're not touching. They're next to each other. But it's a problem because recha, the smell that's imparted, is milsa. But Levi says, no, recha lav milsa. So the shaila is, we have a machlokas Abaye and Rava over here with Yayin Nesach, discussing recha milsa, recha lav milsahi, and we have another discussion by Isser Veheter between Rav and Levi about whether recha milsa or recha lav milsahi. So the question is, do they both agree to this rule in all cases, or are they only limited in scope to those specific cases? Rashi says in Pesachim that who do we paskin like, Rav or Levi, that recha milsa or recha lav milsa? Usually we would pass them like Rav over Levi, but and there's a brisa in Pesachim that proves Rav's opinion that recha milsahi, but says Rashi in Pesachim, as Tosos points out, since the halacha follows Rava in Avodah Zarah, that recha lav milsahi, so we're going to paskin like Rava, and therefore we're going to paskin like Levi. That is Shitas Rashi. Tosos says, whoa, hold on a second. Tosos says, the truth of the matter is, that case of cooking kosher meat and treif meat in the same oven, Machlokas Rav and Levi, Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsahi, that has nothing to do with our case in Gemara Avodah Zarah of Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsahi. You know how you know that? Because had it have been similar, they should have brought it down and asked and discussed it in this Gemara, but it clearly didn't. Why not? Because this is a specific case. Says Tosvos, the case of Yayin, where you're smelling the wine, the Bas Tiha, you're mamish getting hanah from that wine itself. And therefore there's reason to be more machmir. Even Abaye, who's machmir here and says Recha Milsa, perhaps he'll only say Recha Milsa in this case because you're actually smelling mamish the Isser wine, Yayin Nesach. In the other case, by the treif meat and the kosher meat, guess what? You're not eating the treif meat, you're eating the kosher meat. So perhaps Abaye will say, even though the smell may be imparted to the kosher meat, you're eating the kosher meat. And therefore, in that case, Abaye would say Recha Lav Milsahi. So then he wants to say that Rava perhaps could argue that really in the case of the two meats being cooked next to each other, he could even say Recha Milsahi potentially. So you cannot use, says Tosfos, you cannot extrapolate and compare the cases over here in Avodah Zarah to the cases in Pesachim. So when we discuss the Machlokas of Isser Veheter about Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsahi, it has nothing to do with Abaye and Rava. Abaye and Rava is specifically talking about a case of Yayin Esach. That is Shitas Tosfos. How do we paskin? So Tosfos says as follows, L'inyan Recha, the Hasam Halacha Kirav, the Amar Recha Milsahi. He says, really, we should paskin like Rav, that Recha is Milsa. But he says, hanimili b'tanurim shalahem shahayu kitanim v'hu hadin tachas machavas shalana shakorin tarpid belaz aval b'tanurim gedolim shalanu ein lachosh l'recha. He says, but it depends. We do say that we should paskin that recha is milsa, but we'll have one caveat, one nuance. What's the caveat? It depends on the size of the oven. If it's a small oven, which is the size, which is the ovens that you were dealing with in the time of Chazal, that's when we apply the concept of Recha Milsa for Basar V'Chalav or Eser V'Heter. But Tanurim Gedolim, then already it's so large that the smell will permeate all over. There isn't enough significant smell that's going to reach the other kosher meat from the treif meat, and therefore we would say in that case recha lav milsa. Now halachically speaking, we two points we want to make. Number one, halachically speaking, in Siman Kufches in Taruvos, we paskin that lechatchila recha milsa bebidyeved recha lav milsa, which essentially means recha really lav milsa. We paskin like Levi that recha lav milsa, but we try to be machmir. So ideally, you shouldn't cook treif meat and kosher meat in the same oven. Ideally, you shouldn't cook milchiks and fleishiks in the same oven. If you did, I guess kashayla. But generally speaking, if it's an issue of recha, we would say lich b'di'eved recha la milsi. But there's actually one other application which is important for our purposes when discussing the concept of recha, which is the issue that we have in our ShopRite bakery. So one of the issues that people discuss or what people take issue with is the fact that in the ShopRite bakery we have parv food, parv breads, and we have milchik cookies and cakes that are cooked in the oven. Now, they're not really cooked at the same time, but let's assume for a moment what the shaila is, well, can do the breads remain parv if they're cooked in a milchik's oven? Because the cookies and cakes are milchiks. They get cooked in the oven, so it makes the oven milchiks. So when you put the bread into the milchik oven, aren't you making the bread milchiks? Well, first the question is, how are you making the bread milchiks? What exactly is there that makes it milchiks? Really, what's there? It's pretty clean. It's a rack oven, so there really isn't much residue going on the area, but maybe there's recha. Maybe there's the smell that's left over from the previous time. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, well, what if they're put in at the same time? What if they put in the breads and the cookies and cakes at the same time to cook? Now, granted, that's not very practical because they cook at different temperatures, but potentially you can have a situation where, and we're not there all the time, it's no mashgiach tamidi, so maybe they're putting bread in at the same time as cookies and cakes, and therefore we would say, look, grant it's true that recha lav mils b'di'eved, but lechatchila, how should you allow this? Why should you lechatchila allow this potential case of creating a recha issue? So the answer that we rely on for this to say it's definitely not an issue, not only is recha lav mils b'di'eved, but more than that, the ovens that we're using in ShopRite and any commercial ovens are tanurim gedolim, they're humongous, and there's a huge exhaust, and therefore so much of the smell escapes and goes out the building, and therefore we can rely on the idea of Tosos here of a tanur gadol, which is also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore there's no concern that the parv breads would become milchiks, even though it's true that all of the major national kashrus organizations for bakeries, they require now a mashgiach tamidi to differentiate between parv and milchiks, to ensure that everything's parv versus everything's milchiks. But the vast majority of the smaller local kashrus organizations are not that makbid, and we rely on things like Tanur Gadol and Recha Lav Milsa in order to justify that while the cakes and cookies are milchiks, the breads or the bagels, whatever the case may be, wherever you're cooking, they will nevertheless remain Parv.